Welcome to the second hour of Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. A-Vision Glass text machine, 772-774-5254. Really good text that first hour. Most people making fun of Ryan's phone, which is, I think, the topic. But, Shannon, most people will remember today that Ryan has a phone that is still sending messages from, like, 6 years ago.
You know it. Sounds like it's a flip phone.
It is.
I didn't know you needed to turn your phone off every once in a while to reboot things, so I learned
something.
Yeah,
I mean, like, you know, Control-Alt-Delete on computers. Yeah. You sometimes, yeah. You know, most of the things that are wrong, like with your television or your cable box, if you just unplug it and unplug it back in, most of the time that works.
You got to count to 10. Unplug it, count to 10. I don't know why 10 seconds factors
in. I don't believe the count.
I've tried it before. I plugged it in after 3 seconds. Didn't work. Count
but
10.
After 10 it worked?
Yeah. Like
I
it knows.
Know about all that. Can I tell you what just happened to me? I just...
Ready.
So I'm leaving, like, right after the show and driving. And I have to, like, wear presentable clothes, no hoodie today. So I have on a dress shirt, and I hadn't put on my dress pants. So I was doing the show in the first hour, dress shirt, boxer shorts, right? I didn't realize that, and I walked outside to get a package, and, like, two of my neighbors just waved at me. And I'm like, hi, how are you?
They're looking
and
at
then I
package.
Look down, and I'm like, look at me. So I kind of ran back inside. So I'm kind of embarrassed if the next time I go outside, you know. But you're not, I'm not used to seeing a lot of people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't go anywhere.
Double packages there.
Okay, stop it. I got your joke the first time.
You glossed over it.
I wanted to leave the subtlety out there. Has anybody said hello to you, Ryan?
Oh, definitely. I even have a gift. You know, we're getting ready to come up on Nicholas County, and they brought me the Nicholas County DVD of the Nicholas County Lady Jackets.
So I could study, oh, nice. Well, good.
Nicholas County Day, yes.
Well, good. So, if you're in Lexington, just say hi. Go stop by Honk. Say hi to Ryan. He's got an elevated egg sandwich coming to him here in a few minutes.
I can't wait for that.
Which should be exciting. It is time for the Blue Lights Across the Bluegrass Tour, sponsored by the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety. We go all around the state. And today we go to Morgan County, named after Daniel Morgan, a Revolutionary War general. It's kind of on the edge of the mountains. I consider Morgan County Eastern Kentucky, right? Do you?
I do, definitely. Definitely.
It is, the biggest town is West Liberty. I learned something about West Liberty, Ryan. It's called West Liberty because originally they thought Pikeville was going to be named East Liberty. And Pikeville
really?
Chose between the name East Liberty and Pikeville. They went with Pikeville, so West Liberty just ended up being West Liberty, but with no East Liberty.
Well, West Liberty could have gone with something else.
They had already
point.
Picked. They were already
they
in
already
at that
picked.
Point. They were already pot committed with West Liberty. And they're like, hey, Pikeville, you were supposed to be East Liberty. You know what I mean? Like, we're supposed to have a thing going on here. Pikeville said, no.
Nope.
There you go. It is on the banks, Shannon, of the Licking River. If you've ever been to West Liberty, the river, like, goes through the town, like on the edge of the town. And people will kayak. You can go on kayaking expeditions or canoeing, whatever you want to call it, up and down the river through the town.
You know, I'm a big kayaker. I may have to go try it out on Licking River. Never been
yes.
there before, but maybe
you've
I'll try
seen
it
that,
out.
Ryan, right? The Licking River just kind of on there's on the outskirts.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't know it was a big kayaking area, though. This is new.
Now, the the slogan for Morgan County, Shannon, I'll let you judge these, okay. The Jewel of Eastern Kentucky.
See, now I feel like you're bragging. The Jewel. It's not good enough just to be small town America. No, we're the Jewel.
Well, why couldn't West Liberty be the Jewel of Eastern Kentucky?
Unless you've got a giant jewel in the middle of your town square, you can't call yourself the Jewel of Kentucky.
No, not the Jewel of Kentucky, the Jewel of Eastern Kentucky. They're just giving themselves a region.
I don't know. I think there's other jewels in Eastern Kentucky that they're leaving out, and they're just sort of dismissing the rest of them.
So you're out on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. By the way, your egg sandwich should be there. Are you there? Are they there?
Not yet. No,
I just got a message that says that I've arrived.
Well, it has not arrived.
Well, but I mean, you need to go look. I mean, like, I got a message that says I've arrived. I don't think they would lie.
I gave it to the other random person in the parking lot.
Okay, now they're calling me. Hang on just a second. I'm going to answer this on the air. I'm going to put it on speaker.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, you're on the radio with me. There's a restaurant right there, KS Bar. There's a man sitting out front. He looks disheveled and scared. That's who you give the egg sandwich to. There's a man, he looks he's out front of the restaurant there. You see KS Bar and Tilted Kilt?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a man sitting out front. He's a man sitting at a table. Yes, give him the sandwich.
I'm waving my arms up and down.
You see him. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, I see the pointing at me.
See, that worked out very well, didn't it, Shannon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It worked out sort of well.
In 2012, West Liberty had a terrible tornado. Ended up, 7 people died, 300 people were injured to some extent. A lot of buildings were destroyed. It went right through the downtown. We had, of course, a relief show there to raise money, which a lot of fans donated. John Calipari flew in on a helicopter for. The thing that always amazed me about that tornado, Ryan, when we were there, is how you could look through the mountains and see where it came because of the destruction it made. You remember that?
Yeah, they drove us up to the top of the mountain, and you could see a path where it looked like a giant bulldozer just went right down the mountain, down the valley, and straight into town. Remember that?
Yeah, and you don't see tornadoes in the mountains. Like, that just doesn't happen very much. And it was obviously a huge tragedy. I went there with the book, and they've rebuilt very well through parts of it, although there are still remnants of it happening. But, I mean, that is probably, Ryan, the defining thing that's happened in West Liberty, certainly in the last 50 years.
It was devastating when we went there because it was just tore up this town, and there wasn't much in that town to begin with, and just went right through the heart of town and destroyed most of the buildings in downtown. It was just heartbreaking when we were there that day.
Yes, it was. Now, so I went, Shannon, to the Morgan County website.
Yeah.
And this was on, by the way, let me just say to the people of West Liberty, you have one of the best city websites I've seen. Kudos to you. For a small town, you guys have done an amazing job with your website. So whoever did that, you have my support. But on the website, it says that Daniel Williams, Shannon, came across the Cumberland Gap with Daniel Boone, and he settled in West Liberty. And here was the thing that amazed me. Listen to this stat. It is estimated 60% of the current population of Morgan County can trace their ancestry back to Daniel Williams.
Wow. That's a big family then.
Well, think about that, though. 60% of the county is related to this one guy.
How many kids did he have?
I don't know. But, 10,000? I mean, that's on their official website. There are, like, I don't know how many people live in Morgan. Hey, let's say there's 10,000. I bet there's more, but yeah. Whatever, 12,000. That would mean, Ryan, that, like, 7,500 of those people, if there were 12,000 people, can trace their ancestry back to one dude.
The patriarch of the community was a busy man back in the day, it sounds like.
13,000. Do you believe that? Like, that strikes me as being hard to believe.
Oh, very hard to believe. Unless he fathered 20 children, and each of them fathered 20 children.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But Daniel Williams, the father of Morgan County. There's a large Mennonite population, Ryan, in Morgan County. Do you know what Mennonites
I didn't know
are?
This. Oh, yes, definitely. I didn't know this, though. In
very Morgan religious County. People, including the Rod and Staff Publishing Company, which is the number one producer of Mennonite Bibles in the world, is based in Morgan County.
Really?
How about that? Did you know the number one Mennonite Bible place was in eastern Kentucky?
Nope. No, did not. All made right there.
Their big festival every year, Shannon, Sorghum Festival.
Ah, everybody's got a Sorghum Festival. It's Sorghum, not Sorghum.
It's Sorghum. Sorghum. You can say Sorghum all you want. You're wrong. It's Sorghum. Sorghum. This is the third place, Ryan, that has we know of that has a Sorghum Festival. Well, I mean, Hancock County has one. Hancock County has one, Springfield has one, and now Morgan County has four.
Springfield has the best. I've declared it.
You've never been to the Hancock County one.
Can't top Springfield.
They start at the county line. They start at the county line and go into town, and they have booths all the way down the road.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Starting at the county line, Shannon.
And Springfield has it from county to county, from one end to the other.
You're just lying about
it. No, I mean, it's the entire county. It takes it over.
While there, they also have the Fannin Vegetable Farm, okay? And it's supposedly the best vegetable farm in eastern Kentucky, which that's very nice, isn't it?
Very nice.
So here, I want to guess, do you two know how much vegetables cost? All right? Yep. I went to the Fannin Vegetable Farm Facebook page. And let me be clear here. They're selling potatoes and sweet potatoes. Now, this is their last weekend they're open, Ryan. So the potatoes are half off. Are you following me?
Half off.
Potatoes are half off. How much do you believe at the Fannin Vegetable Farm in Morgan County, on half off potatoes, how much would a bushel of potatoes be?
A bushel.
First of all,
of
do you know how much a bushel is? Do you all know how much a bushel is?
Yeah.
How much is a bushel?
Well, I mean,
no. How much does it weigh? What is a bushel?
Oh, I don't know how much it weighs, but I can picture a bushel in my head. Is what I'm saying.
So I mean, do you know how much it weighs? It's a form of measurement, Ryan. What's a bushel?
Yeah, not sure the exact amount. I'm like Shannon, I can kind of see it, but I don't know what the exact amount is.
A bushel is 40 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that much. I was going to say like 25. Is it 40?
That's what this says, 40 pounds.
Yeah.
So for 40 pounds of potatoes, half off, how much are they?
Okay.
Ryan, go first.
I'm going to say $20.
All right, Shannon.
Let me think this through. 40 pounds of potatoes.
Uh-huh.
A potato weighs, what, a pound? Does a potato weigh a pound? I'm going to say a potato weighs a pound.
I mean, potatoes are different sizes. There's not a constant potato.
I'm going to say the average potato, in my mind, weighs a pound.
A pound?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to change my guess.
I'm going to say 50 cents a potato. That would get it to $20.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so what are you guessing?
And it's half off, so I'm going $10.
$10. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go $12.
The exact answer at the Fannin Vegetable Farm for a bushel of potatoes is $12.
Wow. Hey, we're close. Ryan got it.
How about that? You guys are right on it.
Yeah. Math.
I was thinking 20, I think, well, that's probably a full bushel. And I thought, well, no, you said half off. So I was thinking that with so – it's got to be around 10 or 12.
Bushel. It was a half off a full bushel. So it wasn't a half bushel. It was half as much cost.
No, I mean, full price. Full price was probably around $20.
Well, you got it right. See, Ryan has a way of getting it exactly right and sounding like he doesn't know what he's talking about, even as he gets it exactly right.
I was trying to use logic. I got close.
I would not have guessed well, by the way. I might have said like $65. Like, I have no idea.
$65.
Like, I don't buy potatoes. So, like, he could charge any price, and I'd be like, that sounds fair.
Jeff Ruby potato.
Yeah, exactly. Let me just say this. One more thing. At the Fannin Vegetable Farm, they always have a joke of the day.
Ah.
Okay, would you like to know the last joke of the day at the Fannin Vegetable Farm?
This is going to be good.
Yep.
Yeah. Why did the hot pepper not practice archery? Okay? Why did the hot pepper not practice archery?
I don't even have a guess.
Ryan?
Hot pepper not practice archery. I
don't know. Because it didn't habanero.
Oh, boy.
Oh. That's a Harold joke.
You know how much I love that joke?
Didn't habanero.
Because it didn't habanero.
Oh.
Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Well, we get it.
He couldn't do archery because he didn't habanero. We'll be right back.
You hear that silence?
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080 or send us the Kentucky branded KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
I'm in a very corny mood right now.
Yeah, you are.
Because of the habanero joke,
oh,
which I liked. Now, who is this?
This is Robbie Wells and David Wells. Morgan Sorghum is the song. So it's about Morgan County. I should get bonus points for this.
In Harrison Fall, West Liberty, in that place, Mount Spoke, Kentucky, East Kentucky, Courthouse Square, your friends and neighbors will all be there. Keep that mule going round and round. Don't show that I am Morgan County.
I like this, Shannon.
Yeah, I do too.
I do. So how'd you find this? This feels like that was a deep cut.
Somebody sent it to Ryan. He actually got that text message.
So he was checking the DMs.
Yeah.
He was looking for basketball players. And
yep.
He found this.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah. So there
you know, as far as famous people, Ryan, it's not easy. I'm going to be honest. I mean, I probably of all the counties, this is the one I had the fewest famous people. For me, the most famous is Rose. Remember our
yes.
caller, Rose? She was from
Love
there.
Rose. Yes. Yep.
Rose and Chubb. So a shout out to Rose. We loved Rose. And then Bill Allen was a UK quarterback, backup quarterback, the dad of current quarterback Bo Allen. He was from Morgan County.
Yeah, I really, really tried to do a lot of research trying to find some athletes from Morgan County. And everybody said, well, we just have one, Bill Allen. He is it. He is our one and only athlete from Morgan County.
Every time there's a decent amount of people in Morgan County, so I'm surprised there are not more famous people from there. I mean, I guess Daniel Williams is the famous one since 60% of the people are related to him. But otherwise, I don't know. Doesn't feel like I can find a lot. But there you go. There's your Morgan County update. One person writes, Matt, can you believe that Greg Marshall is denying all of the allegations? How about that?
Yeah, I saw
that. He's saying he didn't even hit the guy, even though there's like six teammates who all say he did. Marshall says, I didn't do that.
I don't know how he thinks he's going to get away with this when all these other people are saying it happened. It's, you know, it's not just one he said, she said. It's six people are saying you did it. You're like, nope, didn't do it, didn't touch him.
I don't either.
I don't know.
How's it? I mean, you know, I wasn't there. But I don't think a player's just going to make up that you punched him,
yeah.
Right?
Six
Shannon, is there any way somebody makes that up?
Not unless they just want the guy fired. Not unless you believe that the entire team wants him out of there.
He did not deny the sort of comments. He said, maybe I said some things I shouldn't have said.
Yeah.
So does he survive? First of all, is he coaching the first game of this season?
I'm going to go with no. I don't know how.
But they didn't.
Keep him
they haven't
there.
Suspended him. How are they not suspending him until the end of the investigation?
You're right. You're right. Should have happened immediately. It's like they're scared of him or something. Well, Indiana was that way with Bob Knight for so long. They were just scared of him, afraid to do anything when these allegations would surface or something.
I think he'll be coaching the first game. Now he might lose his job down the road, but if they haven't suspended him yet, then when are they going to suspend him? Right.
I don't know, man. I don't see how they can do it.
I don't know how he survives either, but who knows? Who's next?
Let's go to Jeff.
Jeff, how are you, Jeff?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just want to make a point, and I'm sure you've seen it throughout the years with Kentucky football. It's usually, and this even goes back when Tim Couch was playing with Air Raid, it seems to me there's always like one side of the ball that's like a lot stronger, a lot more supreme than the other side of the ball. That always gets us bit in close games. That being said, too, because it's the political season, I thought it'd be kind of funny, just like with Kyle Perry and Pitino around the table during the Final Four talking, to have Matt Jones and Ben Shapiro on a round table. I think that'd be one hell of a conversation. What do you guys think?
I would love to do that. I mean, I would love to do something with some. The problem with doing any sort of political conversation, it's very hard to find somebody who will talk that is not just a sort of a shill for whoever side they're on. You know, like when you turn on, and I appreciate the call, when you turn on TV and you hear people talk politics, they never bend at all. Their side's great, the other side's bad. And I just don't like that. Now, Shapiro's a dude who occasionally will do that. So I think he'd be okay. I'd love to do that. But he's, you know, he's bigger than I am. He's a big national person. He's not going to do a conversation with me. What do you think about the fact that he's right that our football team seems to never get both sides at the same time?
Always seems that way. He's right. It's like it's always been that way for UK football until in recent years. It's like we kind of balanced it out a little bit. And for whatever reason this year, it seems like one game, one team, one side's good. The next game, the other side's good. We had good offense against Ole Miss, good defense against Mississippi State. You know, I don't know. I don't know what. I don't have an answer. I think most UK football fans are not going to have
we
an
did,
answer.
2 years right ago, both were good, right? 2 years ago, yep. Both were good. That's. Can you think of a team we had which was more balanced than 2 years ago?
No, 07. 07
the Woodson team was
ago.
Close. That was pretty yep. balanced, too.
That's it. Those two teams. All other years, it seems like one side is good while the other side kind of struggles at times.
By the way, Shannon, if Biden wins, I have a heck of a bet to cash.
Yeah.
You remember, I bet on him when it was plus 550 after the New Hampshire primary. You right. remember he lost Iowa and New Hampshire.
Right.
And everybody said he was going to drop out.
Yeah.
And I saw those odds, and I just put a decent little sum of money on it. And it, if it cashes if he wins.
I didn't know you could even bet on that.
Now he's minus 200. He was plus 550 back then.
Yeah, you're looking good.
You know what that
right
means,
now.
Ryan, those numbers?
Not really.
Plus 550 is if you bet 100, you win 550.
So
minus 200 means minus 200 means you have to bet 200 to win 100. So everything's based on that, on multiples of 100. Does that make sense?
So Uncle Matt, Daddy Fatsacks, is going to be taking us out that night.
No, if Biden wins, financially, that's a big hit for me. Good. Because I just thought he still had a chance, and it may end up working out. I had one bet. I also bet on somebody else is going to lose. So we'll take a break. Be right back.
Now back to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080. You got to
know welcome back. Sports Radio. Is Kenny Rogers born in Morgan County?
No.
Just wanted to play.
Just in reference to your okay. Biden bet.
Oh, okay. Well, yep. One person writes, Matt, you just explained to Ryan the odds. Can he explain it back? Good question. Ryan, if someone is plus 675, what does that mean?
I mean, if I bet $100 and they win, I'm going to get $670 more than that.
Okay. What if it's minus 300?
That means if I bet $100, that I don't know what the hell I'm going to get.
Does that mean you have to bet 300 to get 100 or what?
It means you have to bet 300 to get 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, 300 to get 100.
So a plus is what you'd win. A minus is what you have to bet to get 100.
To get over the
top. It feels like something you can remember, right?
I can remember that. Yeah. Listen, I am so happy right now. I wasn't really paying much of attention because this sandwich you bought me is unbelievable. It's so good. It's awesome.
Is that elevated egg good?
Oh, it's incredibly good.
What's on an elevated egg?
Well, there's an egg, and there's bacon, and there's cheese, and there's avocado that I picked off. And it's incredible. It's like heaven on a bun.
All right. Well, I'm glad you like it. Do me a favor. I can't listen to you slobber anymore. So when you're eating, will you take the microphone away from your mouth?
Probably won't. I mean, it's so good. I'm eating it during the show.
All right, Shannon.
And then the First Watch people that you bought it from, they walked over a muffin and a kale drink. The same place.
You I don't see you as a person that drinks kale.
I don't either, but it's pretty good. I
told you. See, like, the green drinks are good. You always make fun of me for them, but they can be good.
Yeah, this is actually pretty good.
Yeah. All right, please turn. I can't listen to him slobber, Shannon. But can you hear him slobber?
No.
I must have good hearing because I can hear every sound that emanates from
you. Have incredible hearing and incredible smelling.
I am good at both those. I think it's because my eyesight is so bad. 502-571-1080, A-Vision Glass, text machine 772-774-5254. Dick Vitale tweeted out just moments ago that he believes Olivier Saar will be eligible based on the decision yesterday by the NCAA. He has seemed like, Ryan, he's kind of been on the forefront, like knowing what's going on in that case. So does this make you feel even better about his likely eligibility?
Well, after kind of what you said yesterday and talked about yesterday and the wink you got yesterday, I think we all should feel pretty good about his eligibility being restored.
I feel really
very
good
very
about
soon.
It. I mean, I'm now assuming he'll be eligible. If he's not, I'll be outraged just like everybody else. But I feel good enough about it that I'm going to assume he is eligible. So let's say, let's assume he's eligible. Do we think we can win a national title?
I think they are a Final Four team with him. You know, a lot of things can happen, but they are definitely a Final Four caliber team.
But can
with
we win
him.
A national title?
They can.
Yeah, that, I think so.
Definitely.
I mean, I don't think they're necessarily the favorite, but I think this year is going to be weird, right? Like, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, all these dudes, who knows? But you have – remember what I always say. To win a national championship in college basketball, I believe you got to have three stars. And I got this from Jay Billis, so it's not my thing, but I think it's true. You got to have three stars. They don't have to be three, like, superstars, but you got to have three stars. And I think what's happened with Kentucky – is when we've had three stars, we've had a legitimate chance to win it. So in 2015, we definitely had three stars. 2012, I think with Davis Gilchrist and Jones, we had three stars. And Lamb was pretty close. And Miller, and they were all close to stars. Fox, Monk, and Bam were three stars. And I think that team could have won it. In the last couple years, I don't think we've had three. I think we've had two, maybe one. We had Ulis and Murray, but didn't really have another one. You know, we had Hero and PJ, but I'm not sure we had another one. Last year, I think we had Quickly. I'm not sure there was another one. This year, I think with Sar, Boston, and Clark, you've got your three. I think that's three. And then a guy like Keon Brooks could be close. Maybe even he gets in there. But I think with Sar, Ryan, you can get your three and you can win a title.
Yeah, they definitely needed a postman with what he had on the floor already. And this guy now provides that. So, like you kind of laid out yesterday, now they need to get an outside shooter. They've got all the pieces in place.
But I don't know if they're going to get one. I mean, one of these guys is just going to have to do it. Because we're not going to be able to get any more players.
Right. Somebody's got to step up and be that guy.
So between Mintz, Clark, Boston, Askew, and Dante Allen, one of those guys has got to become a shooter.
Yep. And we don't know yet. We haven't seen him enough or seen any of them, seen him at all yet to know who's going to be that guy or who can be that guy.
Let me ask you, that tweet that Dickie V just sent out, would that be breaking news?
I believe it is, Shannon.
There we go.
I think you missed it, though. I only got the end of it. Try it again.
Okay.
Ronnie-na-na. There we go. That's better.
Okay. Yeah.
We missed the Ronnie-na.
Okay. Got to have that part in there.
That's very, very, okay. Very, very important. Who's next?
Let's go to CJ.
CJ, do we have a Morgan County caller?
We do.
Is this CJ?
CJ's not from Morgan County.
Okay, go ahead, CJ.
No, I'm from Pike County, but, I mean, it was good to hear about West Liberty and Pikeville being East Liberty. But my question was, I don't necessarily think anybody would root for Patino, but I'd like to see Iona do good due to the fact that Trey James is from Martin County, and Patino recruited him to come over and play. So
that's a really good point. I'm going to pull for the kid because of that. Is he on the team now or starts next year?
He graduated this year, so he'll be starting this coming year.
Okay, so he is on this year's team.
He's a senior this year at Martin County.
I'm pretty sure he graduated last year, I'm pretty sure.
No, he's a senior this year.
He's a senior this year. All right, well, no, listen, I will pull for that kid. Any kid from Eastern Kentucky, unless they play for Louisville, I'm pulling for him. So if he's on there, that's a very good point. I'll be pulling for that kid, even if I can't pull for Rick.
Okay, and one more real quick. Do you think our offense against Ole Miss has a better shot of beating Tennessee if it's a high-scoring offensive game, but our defense is no good? Or do you think we have a better shot with a strong defense against Mississippi State?
Yeah, I don't know if – yeah, I think we need it, and that's a good question. I appreciate the call. I think, Ryan, we need it to be a defensive game. I mean, Tennessee's defense pretty good. Not great, but pretty good. I don't think we can score 40 on Tennessee. I think for us to win, it's going to need to be 21-17, something like that. Would you agree?
Yeah, and the way our offense struggled the other night, I mean, we just got to see him move the football and get better. We can't go in there and get, what was it, 165 yards of offense.
We're not going to win like that.
We're not going to win that way for sure.
Yeah. By the way, next week our three counties will be Muhlenberg on Tuesday, Nelson on Wednesday, and Nicholas on Thursday. People are asking, during the bye week, we'll do more in a week. It's going to be very close whether we finish this year. You got to give me some credit, Shannon. Like, I'm sure you all thought I was going to quit before we got this far, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I thought we'd finish with Bell County. Like, oh, we did Bell County. That's all that matters. We're done. But no.
Ryan, you didn't think we were going to get this far, did you?
There was not a chance in France. I thought we were ever going to make it here to even to close to Morgan County. So
we are a lot farther than I thought. Don't pat yourself on the back just yet.
It's not over. It's not. But yeah. I have to say, I've enjoyed it. Have you all enjoyed it?
Yeah, it's been fun.
I have. Yeah, we kind of learned a lot of neat little stories along the way.
I think it's been a good addition to the show. It feels like the people listening seem to enjoy it too. Who's next?
Derek from Morgan County.
Derek, I love how many people are honking at Ryan. Derek, go ahead, Derek.
Hey, guys. First time, long time.
Hoo-ah. What's up?
So just wanted to share some things about Morgan County. I am actually
give me your best two because I don't have a ton of time.
Okay. So my best is that I am from Moon, which is a great community, and a shout-out to all my family back in Moon. And number two, our Sorghum Festival is the classy Sorghum Festival. It's not like the imitators all over the state who have their own Sorghum Festival.
Let me ask you a question. What makes the Morgan County Sorghum Festival classy?
So we don't allow yard sales and flea markets and all that kind of garbage. Ours is only arts and crafts. Throughout our main street, we close the whole thing down, and only artists and craftsmen.
Oh, so you don't let people sell junk or knickknacks. It has to be arts and crafts.
It's not like Court Days or any of these other imitators. We have the real Sorghum Festival. Look, we have a real mule out in the town who is going around in a circle making the sorghum. Right there on the spot.
You have a real mule. Not one of them fake mules.
Not like these other imitators.
Wow. Mm. So you have a mule making the sorghum. I don't know how that works. How does the mule make the sorghum?
So there is like a big machine that you put the cane in, and the mule walks around in the around the machine, and it squeezes out all of the juice out of the cane, and then they take that and put it over into a big hot pan that they all the craftsmen go through and make sorghum. You got to know how to make sorghum. It's hard.
If I had a dollar for every mule I had that did it, we'd be a rich man. Well, that is it. I like that Morgan County says we are the classy Sorghum Festival, throwing shade not only at the Hancock County and Springfield Sorghum Festivals, but also at Court Days as well, throwing body blows here on KSR. Sir, I appreciate your time.
Hey, a couple athletes before I get off.
Quickly.
One, Jimmy Hill, who is from Relief, Kentucky, played for Dick Vitale probably back in the 70s. Wow, at Detroit, and currently Jordan Perry, also from Moon, who's a current guard for UPike.
There you go. Well, I appreciate the call. Playing for Dick Vitale.
That's a good little story.
Coming full circle. That's right. Don Franklin's coming full circle for your vehicles. They'll offer you $1,000 more for your trade. They really do pay more. If you sell your vehicle with Don Franklin and the Franklin Fast Cash, you can make it happen. All you got to do is go to DonFranklinAuto.com, put in your VIN number and a description of your vehicle, and they'll tell you how much they're going to offer it. I can't believe they do that, but they do, and that's at DonFranklinAuto.com. It's all there for you, and if you want to buy a vehicle, no better place. 16 new brands to choose from: Chevy, Buick, GMC, Hyundai, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, Kia, Mitsubishi, Ford, Lincoln, Genesis, and now Cadillac. It's at DonFranklinAuto.com. We will take a break and come back. Final segment. It's KSR.
More of the KSR Blue Lights across the Bluegrass County by County virtual tour presented by the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety after this. To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
Beat Blue and you, Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Boy, people are not happy at this guy throwing shade, Shannon.
Yeah. Saying they're
on the
classy.
Text machine, 772-774-5254. One person writes, who's this uppity clown throwing shade at Mount Sterling Court Days? I hope I don't see him walking the streets.
Mm-hmm. He talked about two of my favorite festival days, Court Days and Springfield Sorghum Festival.
One person writes, Lewis County also has a sorghum festival, and we have a mule as well. Don't act like you're better than us.
Uh-oh, throwing down.
I like how a mule is the difference between trashy and classy. We have a mule. Yeah, we're classy.
We have a mule, too.
Real mule.
Back off. We have a mule.
I loved it.
So tonight I'm going down to Somerset, Ryan, and I'm going to stay in Somerset so I can get some sleep tonight. Trying to figure out where to eat in Somerset. I still haven't found the perfect Somerset location. But tomorrow we will be there at Somerset High School for Lexington Christian and Somerset, our KSR Game of the Week. We're going to have Kentucky's future quarterback. How do you say his first? Is it Sharon, Sharon, Kaya? What's his name?
Kyra Sharon.
Kyra Sharon will join us on the show tomorrow. And we will be there at home of the Briar Jumpers, the number one and two teams in class, whatever class they're in, are playing 2A. Against each other. 2A is our game of the week.
Yeah, it'll be a battle. They had two epic games last year. They split last year. LCA won during the season, and Somerset won in the playoffs. So it'll be another battle, I'm sure, tomorrow night.
If both teams win this week, next week, Ryan, the favorite for the KSR Game of the Week would actually take us to Bardstown for Elizabethtown and Bardstown.
Ooh, that would be a good one.
Both
I've
teams
never been to Bardstown High School?
Yes, both teams are undefeated.
I've never been to Bardstown High School, so this will be a new venture for me.
And since, by the way, Nelson County is next week, I'll tell you what we'll do, Ryan. If we end up picking that game, since we're going to be in Bardstown, we'll save Nelson County for Friday, since we'll be there.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be a good call. Good call.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. So LCA in Somerset tomorrow. We will be down there. Who's up next, Shannon?
Fake Ralph Hacker.
Fake Ralph Hacker. How are you?
Hello, Matt, Ryan, and Shannon. This is the former radio voice of Wildcats and still the best dressed man of radio, Ralph Hacker. Happy Morgan County Day, guys.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
I just wanted to call in today, Matt. First, I wanted to say thank you for signing my copy of Mitch, Please. This is one of the most prized possessions I have in the Ralph Hacker voluminous book collection.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I was glad to do it.
Also, Matt, I'm calling in today because the guy who does the voice of Ralph Hacker is from Morgan County. And I had to call in on Morgan County Day to... celebrate Morgan County.
I'm glad. Well, tell me, Ralph Hacker, I just got a minute. Best Morgan County fact that we haven't mentioned yet.
Well, you do not mention that it is known as the Sorghum City, and this year would have marked the 50th anniversary of that classy Morgan County Sorghum Festival.
It is a classy festival. That's true. Now, I will say, it looks like Hancock County, Springfield, and Lewis County also have sorghum festivals. Is there any thought about maybe doing your own unique thing, or are you all so classy you don't care?
We've been around 50 years, Matt. I don't think we really have to do any gimmicks to make us even more classier.
I appreciate it. Well, Ralph Hacker, thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
All right, so along those lines, Roger Harden yesterday tweeted out Joby Hall's phone number and said Joby Hall would love to hear from fans. He's been isolated because of COVID. And at first when I saw that, I thought, is that really real? But I think it is, and apparently, Ryan, he's enjoying hearing from fans.
That's awesome. Coach Hall, obviously a great guy. Everybody loves talking to him, but I didn't know if he had permission, but I guess he did have permission to tweet out his phone number so fans could call him.
When I saw that, I was like, are you sure, Roger Harden, you should be doing this? But then apparently Joby was sending messages that people had sent him to Roger Harden. So, Shannon, I guess that Joby wanted it, so yeah. There you go.
You probably have a hearing loss.
You probably do. But that was, I'm sure it's nice for him, Ryan, to get to hear from all the fans who are wishing him well.
Yeah, I think Joby loves it. You know, when he's out and about talking to fans, I think he's the type of guy just loves it and enjoys it talking to everybody. So I'm sure he's gotten some phone calls that he's really enjoyed talking to some of the fans.
Yes. I mean, it's kind of, Shannon, similar to having Ryan's phone number.
No offense, Ryan. I think it's cooler to have Joe B's phone number, don't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't think Ryan appreciates the text that he gets like he should. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I mean, I made him part of a really good group text.
I mean, if you called up Joe B right now, what would you even say to him? Like, what do you think that conversation would be? Hey,
well,
Joe.
I think people would probably say, Joe B, thank you for all you did. We love you. You're an ambassador.
I just hope people use it for a good reason.
I don't think people should call him, though. I think they should text him, Ryan. Don't you? I don't think they should call.
Yes. I think that's probably a better idea.
Texting is the better. I mean, I don't think that's... Yeah, I think Roger Harden said in the thing to text. I don't think...
Oh, he did? Okay. Yeah. Text the coach. We love you. You know, hang in there. Thanks for all the years you gave us joy of Kentucky basketball. I'm sure coach loves it.
Kentucky-Tennessee game is Saturday. I actually don't know if we have any seats left. Do you know, Ryan, for the game?
What'd you find out? Did you find out if the reservations are full?
Yeah.
A guy just went in to try to check and...
Yeah, I don't know if they're full or not, but if they are, if they're not, give them you can give them a call and make sure to get your spot for the game on Saturday. The game is at noon. Georgia Alabama's that night, by the way. I mean, we talked about Saban. Yeah. Is that the game of the year in college football?
What, I don't know which one's going to be better than that one. They're two of the top programs going at it. What is Georgia still ranked? What are they ranked? Third?
I think it's like Four? Number two and number three, I think is what it is. So, I mean, it is the game. It's in prime time. That's gonna be a heck of an environment, don't you think?
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to watching it after Kentucky beats Tennessee, then go watch Georgia play Alabama.
Oh, dude.
See, I'm talking myself into it.
Well, I mean, I'm in one of those scenarios. I'll figure this out tonight. I'm in one of those scenarios, Ryan, where this may be like Kentucky beats Tennessee, then during the Georgia-Alabama game, I might be generous over there at the Kentucky Sports Bar and Grill.
Oh, one of those. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know that, but I might be. Look, beating Tennessee, Shannon, it doesn't happen. Like, we need to, if we do it, we need to celebrate fully, don't you think?
Yeah. Now that I hear that, I may show up at the bar just in case you decide to be generous.
I love when Shannon decides, like, he's going to acknowledge our presence as human beings.
Yeah, pick and choose.
If Uncle Matt's buying, he's coming.
Yeah. You are, seriously, Shannon, the cheapest person that I know in life.
Really?
Well, I mean, I say that with love.
Thank you.
Like,
no, I don't care.
But, I mean, you are.
I don't take any offense to that.
You are very, you're like a miser when it comes to money.
I prefer frugal. Cheap's a bad word. Frugal.
Well, the good thing is, if you want Shannon to do something with you, just say you're paying, and he will be there, or he will be there as quickly as possible. All right, so that's for tomorrow. We head to LCA Somerset. If you are in the Somerset area and you have suggestions, I'm still trying to find the perfect Ryan Somerset place to eat because, it's not that I don't like any of the places, but I just haven't found the place that's the definitive Somerset place.
Yeah, because usually when we're there, we're eating lunch at Mr. Gaddy's after our show at Mr. Gaddy's.
We do get a lot of Mr. Gaddy's. And I like Mr. Gaddy's, don't get me wrong. But, you know, what are you going
to
do?
Sounds like a cheap place to eat.
Thank you, folks, very much for listening. Thank you for being nice to Ryan. Hope you enjoyed the elevated egg sandwich, Ryan. We appreciate
it. It was awesome. Thank you.
I'm glad. We will see you tomorrow in Briar Jumper Country. This has been Kentucky Sports Radio.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in